Chapter 8. The List. When I got back to the hut, Andrews was standing outside, waiting for me to return.
"I see you've got something for your drawing," he said.
I looked up at him.
"Your eyebrow?"
he said. "There's blood." "It's nothing," I said. "I'm fine."
"Are you sure?"
he said. I nodded. "They have a document about me," I said.
"They have documents about everybody," said Andrews.
"Maybe you could help with something," I said. Andrews shook his head, almost laughing.
"I can't steal a document. It's very different from a can of tomatoes or some leaves."
"I don't need you to steal the document," I said, stopping to look around. "I already have it. I need you to put it back on the desk after I've read it."
"What's wrong with you?"
whispered Andrews, pulling me behind the hut.
"Do you want to get yourself killed?"
"Perhaps the document can help us learn what happened to the rest of our families," I said.
"Lena, you can't do this. Give me the document. I'm taking it back."
I moved away from him, took out the document, and opened it. There were photos of our family, but everything was written in Russian. I turned to Andrews.
"Please," I said, "tell me what it says." "Are you stupid? They'll kill you and your family," he said.
"No," I grabbed his arm. "Please, Andrews, it might help me find my father. You heard him on the train. I can help him find us. I can send him my drawings. I just need to know where he is."
"I don't read Russian that well,"
said Andrews, taking the document and looking at the words.
"What does it say?"
I said.
"This word is artist. That's you. Your father is in Krasnoyarsk prison. It says your father is..."
"Is what?" I said quickly.
"I don't know this word,"
Andrews whispered while putting the document into his coat pocket. "Can you learn what it means?"
"What if I get caught with this?"
said Andrews, suddenly very angry.
What if he did get caught?
What would they do to him? He turned to walk away.
"Thank you," I said, grabbing him again.
"Thank you so much." He nodded, pulling away from me. Mother was very happy with the food. We were scared that the officers would come and take it back, so we decided to eat it immediately. I wanted to tell Mother that Father had been sent to prison, but she would be too worried and angry that I stole the document. I worried about Andrews and hoped that he could return the document without anybody noticing. And what was the word that he did not know? I knew that Father had done nothing wrong, but I needed to know what the word meant. March 22 was my 16th birthday. Mother and Jonas left the hut without saying happy birthday. It was fine. We were hungry and had nothing. I decided not to tell Mother about my birthday because it would make her sad that she had forgotten. I thought of my last birthday, when Father had arrived home late. I told him that I had received nothing from my cousin Joanna.
"She's probably just busy,"
he had said in a strange voice. The Soviets had taken my home and my father, and now my birthday. I spent the day working in the field and then went to collect my rations. Jonas was in the line when I got there.
"Hurry," he said. "Miss Grebus has received another letter from Lithuania. It's a thick one. Meet me at the Bald Man's hut."
The ration line moved slowly, and I thought about the last time Miss Grievous had received a letter. It was warm in her crowded hut. I thought about Andrews. Would he be there? I got my rations and ran through the snow to the bald man's hut. Everybody was standing in a circle, trying to keep warm. I saw Jonas and walked up behind him.
"What did I miss?"
I whispered.
"Just this," Jonas said.
The crowd separated, and I saw Mother standing in the middle.
"Happy birthday!"
everybody shouted. I was shocked. "Happy birthday, my love," said Mother, throwing her arms around me.
"Did you think that we had forgotten?"
"I did," I said, feeling like crying. "I thought that you had forgotten." I looked around for Andrews, but he was not there. They sang a birthday song, and we sat and ate our bread together. The gray-haired man told us about his 16th birthday, while Miss Grievous talked about a birthday cake she had made.
"We have a present for you," said Jonas.
"A present?" I asked. "It's nothing much, but yes, it's a present," said Mother. Miss Grievous handed me some paper and a tiny pencil.
"Thank you.
Where did you get it?"
I asked.
"We can't tell you our secrets," said Mother.
"It's wonderful," I said, smiling.
"You must draw something to remember your birthday," said Jonas.
"This will be a unique one. Soon, this will all be a memory," said Mother.
"A memory? Don't be stupid," complained the bald man. "Now, get out. I'm tired."
"Thank you for having my party in your hut," I said. When we left the bald man's hut to go back to our hut, I saw Andrews standing outside. Mother and Jonas waved and continued walking without me.
"Happy birthday," he said.
"How did you know?" I replied, moving toward him.
"Jonas told me," he said.
The end of his nose was red. "Do you know what the word in the document means yet?" I asked.
"No, but I came to give you this," said Andrews, pulling a bag from inside his coat pocket.
"Thank you," I said. "I don't even know when your birthday is." I took the bag from his hand and opened it. "I don't know what to say," I said.
"Say you like it."
"I do like it."
"I loved it.
It was a book by Charles Dickens, and it was written in Russian."
"So now you have to learn Russian, or you won't be able to read it," said Andrews.
"Thank you," I said. Then I pulled his face to mine and kissed him. His nose was cold, but his lips were warm. I pulled back, looking at his handsome face.
"It's November 20, said Andrews.
"What?"
"My birthday."
"I'll remember that," I said. "Good night." I turned and walked away as the snow began to fall. The next day, Mother ran into the hut holding an envelope. She had received a letter from our cousin, telling her through censored words that Father was alive. The letter did not tell us where Father was, but Mother was very happy. I decided to tell her that I had stolen a document saying that Father was in prison. She was very angry that I had put us in danger by taking the document, but after a few days, she started to relax and seemed much happier. During the daytime, I worked in the field, and at night, I would read my book. It was difficult to understand because I did not speak Russian, and I often asked Mother to translate.
"It's very old Russian," said Mother. "If you learn to speak Russian from this book, you'll sound like a teacher."
Andrus began to meet me in the ration line.
"So, how many pages have you read?"
his voice whispered behind me.
"Almost 10, I said over my shoulder.
"Your Russian must be very good," he laughed.
"Do you know the word krasivaya?"
I turned around. "What does that mean?"
"You'll have to learn it," said Andrus.
"Okay," I said. "I will."
"Without asking your mother," he said. "Promise?"
"Yes," I said.
"Say it again."
"Krasivaya," he said, smiling as he walked away.
On the first warm day of spring, Andrus met me in the rations line.
"I read 2 pages last night,
all by myself," I said proudly, but Andrus was not smiling.
"Are you okay?" I asked.
"They're moving people," he whispered.
"The NKVD?" I said. "Where?"
"I don't know yet," he said, "but you're on the list."
"What list?" I said.
"The list of people who are being moved. Jonas and your mother are on it too."
"Are you on the list?" I asked.
He shook his head.
"Sweden is better," said Mother.
"It's not possible," explained Father. "Germany is their only option."
"We have to help them," said Mother.
"We are helping. They'll take a train to Poland, and then they will go to Germany."
"And the papers?" asked Mother.
"They are ready."
"I think Sweden is better," said Mother.
"It has to be Germany," said Father.
"Who's going to Germany?" I shouted from the dining room.
"Lina, I didn't know you were in here," said Mother, coming out of the kitchen.
"I'm doing my homework."
"A friend of your father's is going to Germany," said Mother.